I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
Well, that's the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of a quirk in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
To be live for him right now, Julie. All right, that was extremely exciting, that first hour that we got to share there with John. I know he'll be in here in just a second there. He may be doing like I am, having audio difficulties.
Hello, hello.
We got back? You, John. We got you back. I was the co-host.
Welcome back. Yeah, the top of the hour break is our shortest break. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, and the proper tip of the day is to get spare parts for your battle rifle. If you don't know what to do about that, check with your local gunsmith, and that they can get the parts you need. At the moment, we have with us Steve Ben-Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. And is Leanne with us? Okay, Leon is not with us, and we're looking for Dave Hodges to call in at some point soon. And so at the moment, it's just Steve and myself. Well, Steve, we're in 2024, obviously. There's supposed to be a national election in 11 months, the first Tuesday of November. There's some concern whether there will actually be one, more concern that our opposition, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims will come up with another way to have mail-in ballots. They can't possibly win without mail-in ballots. Another pandemic, possibly. Something I've learned in my life, and I'm sure you've learned in yours, Steve, is that desperate men do desperate things, don't they?
They do, John. And one thing I've already found out about this whole scenario for the election this year, the Biden administration, and we might as well just call it the Biden administration because that's who runs the country. It's definitely not Biden. But they are in a frantic disarray right now. They know that as Trump is able to run in this election, he will win. That's been what I've been told straight out. They know he will win. They know that Biden will lose. There's too many Democrats that are willing to support Trump this go round after what happened. And they're going to try to do everything they possibly can to keep that from happening. And I don't know how this plays into this. I don't quite understand it. But one of the things that was shared with me is that we will end up getting involved. But China, they're actually saying right now, I've heard recently, that China, within the next couple of months, is going to go ahead and go after Taiwan and Indonesia, and that we may get bogged down in a Far Eastern war. We're already bogged down with Ukraine. We're already bogged down, not directly, but they're preparing for a strike on Iran. So my thought is, John, is that it looks like to me that they're just planning on creating so many war scenarios going on to where is it going to be such a backlash in this country that we get struck and they can declare martial law to try to prevent an election from moving forward?
Well, as I said a moment ago, desperate men do desperate things, don't they?
That's exactly right. And that's where it's headed.
Exactly. And something that is kind of always in the back of my mind, I'm sitting out here in the Ozarks. It's a 40-minute drive to the first red, yellow, and green traffic signal, a pretty remote area. And even I know that there's at least two, possibly three Joe Bidens. I'm sure everybody in Washington, D.C. knows that the difference between a real Joe Biden and the fake Joe Biden simply by looking at the ears. Now, why isn't somebody, as important as this is, why didn't somebody like Donald Trump, for example, or Tucker Carlson go public with the fact that both these men, maybe three of them, are routinely seen and photographed almost every day of the week? And the State of the Union address will be given later this month. I watched the one last year long enough to determine which Joe Biden it was, and I determined it was the fake Joe Biden. As common as knowledge is, why doesn't somebody like President Trump or Tucker Carlson go public with it? What your thoughts on that matter?
Well, the big question would be is why doesn't Tucker go public with this, unless he's afraid that it just looks too outlandish, as much as he may believe it. Former President Trump, I could see why he would not, because naturally, almost all of these presidents have clones. It takes, if I remember right, John, it takes about 3 years to be able to grow a clone for them. Now, some of them, they just use lookalikes, but in a lot of cases, they literally clone these world leaders so that they have a spare one out there in the event they need it. So that's what you're looking at. I know a good friend of mine was over in Dulce. This is where these clones are kept. And he happened to be walking past. He said, it's almost like going into kind of like a meat locker, you know. He said, you just got them hanging there. It's not like they're hung up on a hook, though, you know, but it's kind of like they're just like in this little locker, so to speak, but you can see into it. And as he walked by, he said there was a major that he knew. He knew the major, that there was a clone in there of that major. And he said the strange thing was he knew that the major had no idea that there was a clone of himself at Dulce, New Mexico's secret base there. Is it because they assume that he might become someone of public interest in the future? Maybe. And maybe he does know of it, and we just didn't know that he knew about it. Or are they planning on replacing him down the road? Who knows? But it's pretty strange how that works.
Okay, well, you've opened up a whole can of worms here with that statement just now, Steve. All right. First of all, is this a DARPA project making these clones? Who's behind this?
Well, the deep state is behind it, but when I say the deep state, I'm talking more about military industrial complex is behind a lot of these projects. And I don't know for sure specifically which ones, but I do know like Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, they're heavily behind reverse engineering of alien technology. I do know that pretty intimately. On that issue there. Now, as far as the cloning, I don't know which particular entity is involved in that aspect of it. I just know that that's generally those that run it. And the other reason for that is deniability. This is one thing that the government has always wanted to be able to do, is that when they're asked pointed questions by the media, you know, what about this, what about that, they can easily go back and do it deniability because they're not running the show. And that's been done intentionally early on so that there is no accountability and they can continue to do these secret ops, secret missions, things of that nature there, and never have to disclose what's really going on.
How long have they been able to make clones and have usable clones that meet all their needs? How long have they been able to do that?
I don't actually know the answer to that one, John. I've never actually inquired about the length of time. I do know that it gets more and more advanced, and I know that clones do not have a long life expectancy compared to the human life expectancy. If I remember right, I want to say that their life expectancy is about 30 years, 30 to 40 years, something like that.
Okay. Well, does the clone know that they're a clone?
That's another question I really don't know the actual answer to. I do know that Bill Clinton, he's a little different than a regular clone. He was the first one that they did, and this is going to sound outlandish, but he was the first one they did what they called a soul transference, and it was successful.
Stop. What's a soul transference?
What they decided to try to do with him, with the help of these ETs that have more of that understanding of technology, was they took a clone body of the president and they basically moved his soul from his body to that clone's body. And the reason that this was done, from what I was told, and so I'll say this allegedly, but it was by someone that was a former advisor of his that knew about the process, was that he was dying. And I forget exactly what the issue was that he was facing, but they knew that he wasn't going to survive. And this was when he was president.
Really?
And they did a makeshift hospital, oddly enough, above the library. If I remember right, it was in Michigan. I could be wrong on that, but I think it was Michigan. And they did it, and no one believed that it would really work, but they claimed it was a success. And therefore, no one really ever caught anything that happened, and they just kept right on going.
So the physical body of the real Bill Clinton is now deceased. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. According
really?
To what I've been told, that is actually accurate.
And this clone is self-aware of being a clone, and it has the soul of the real Bill Clinton as part of it.
Yes. And the odd thing, yes, think about the man that actually caused, I forget the guy's name right offhand, but the guy that caused him to get impeached or to bring the impeachment charges against him. Bill Clinton still remains a very close relationship to that guy.
Yeah.
And that was something that a lot of people were like baffled by. Why would he have such a close relationship with the very man that brought about the impeachment proceedings against him? And so there was some discussion internally as to whether or not, they could manipulate some of his memory past into this new body. And so, I mean, who knows? I mean, this is about as crazy a thing as you could ever possibly hear.
Understood. Now, if you know, you may not know the answer to this question. What's the approximate cost per clone, if you know, sir?
I have no clue.
Would it be fair to say it's in the seven digits?
I would definitely think that for sure. I mean, just think about what they're doing and who's doing it. And of course, if it's the deep state out there, they're going to make money off the government for what they're doing.
Now, something that we've talked about before is resurrecting this ancient body that was found in Baghdad.
Nimrod,
yes. Now, to create a clone, they don't necessarily need a complete physical body. I'm no scientist, but my belief is that all they would need would be the DNA from that deceased person. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. And yes, they can take from the DNA and actually create a body. I know the last I'd heard on that issue there is that the Israelis had taken over that project, yet his body has not been moved. His body still remains at the secret base in Colorado, and at least the last I'd heard about that, and that they had taken over the project. And I can see why a lot of people may not know that, but because of the connections that I've had with Mossad, there was one friend of mine that was very close to a guy that worked with ETs, and this is long before I knew about Nimrod. They were doing experiments that he was telling me about that were just mind baffling, and they were literally dealing with Nephilim DNA at the time and trying to find, oddly enough, they believe that there was a link to Nephilim DNA and some of the Levitical, and I don't want to say it was true Levites. I believe what they were doing is they were looking in the bloodlines within the Jewish people and they were trying to see which ones had the match to that DNA. And they were doing some weird experiments, and they were telling me about how that a lot of the subjects had died from it. Well, the one friend of mine, he comes from a quote-unquote Levi bloodline, and the reason why he knew about the project was because they wanted him to participate in it. And he said some of the entities, he said, and he's just his guesstimation, he said they had about 1,000 IQ. He said, so you know they're not human.
Well, for those who don't know, what an IQ test is, measure how fast your brain works. That's what it does, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, getting back to Nimrod, when the U.S. Army invaded Iraq and they went straight to the National Museum and they recovered the body of Nimrod, the body was in some sort of suspended animation of some sort, as opposed to being mummified. Is that somewhat accurate?
That part was not disclosed to me, but I do know that he was actually in a cave from my understanding, John, he was actually in a cave. There's a movie, and I can't think of the name of that movie, something about Fear No Evil or something like that. American movie came out, oh gosh, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, and the movie is actually based on that event of the first initial contact where the Marines had gone, and they don't really show you that in the movie, but they're going down in this cave. They come out, they're all messed up. They become like possessed. And this movie is based on a true story. They come back to the United States and these guys go completely off their rocker. And, but they were the first in real life. They were the first Marines that were there on site, and there was some crazy type of energy force in there. But besides Nimrod's body, the U.S. government was looking specifically for some artifacts that allegedly they knew about from ancient documents that could have been buried with him. Now, I've heard that there were things found, but it never has been disclosed to me as to what was found. The only thing that was disclosed to me was that Nimrod was much like the Kandahar giant, had multiple rows of teeth. He was 7 foot tall. He was intact. He is not, as the different legends are out there, that his head was cut off. That was not the case. His head is intact. And he is believed to be of Nephilim DNA. And they said, this is, shows you how deep that they can go, you know, because a lot of people don't believe in the Kandahar giant story that L.A. Marzulli talks a lot about, but it is true. The Kandahar giant DNA and the DNA of Nimrod are exact matches.
Amazing, amazing. We, the U.S. government, has recovered the body of Nimrod. Their goal is to reanimate this body. And what's the reason for this, if you know?
You know, that is a very good question as to why they would want to do that. It is, of course, in my opinion, if they do it, it would give a lot more, how would we put that, John? Credence to where a lot of people believe that the body of that Nimrod would actually be the Antichrist that would come up here in the latter days here. I used to kind of think that was an absurd idea until they actually go and get this body and bring it back, and they're trying to reanimate it again, as you mentioned. The strange thing is CERN is involved in this as well.
Really?
Yes. They use CERN because CERN has, and you got to keep in mind, John, the Hadron Collider, CERN is only one of many of these colliders that are out here and that actually operational. And they do use those to be able to reach into other dimensions. And so the thing is that it is, they have reached a entity that claims to be the soul or, you know, the spirit of Nimrod. And one of the last things I'd heard a little over a year ago was that they were trying to cause that spirit to be able to come back into the body itself to revive it.
Well, with the reputation of Nimrod being such a violent entity, and apparently uncontrollable entity.
TLB Talk is
got a break
pure.
Right
TLB
there.
Stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And the gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Talk a lot about health in my show, and I have several products. We talked the entire first hour about the LifeWave products, something I've been helping people with for about 12 years now, 13 years, is the energy cleaner. And I do something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. That's what I do for me personally. So you're risking nothing when you buy an energy cleaner. If you have pain issues, have sleep issues, what are you waiting for? Get the energy cleaner. It will help you. I have everything in stock ready for immediate shipment. You can make your purchase of your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, right at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And you can also call my toll-free airline. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Steve Bannoun, his website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable, having a fascinating discussion about technology that is most people regard as science fiction, wouldn't they, Steve?
Oh, yes, they definitely. You know, John, I mean, let's face it. I mean, that's hard for anybody to wrap their head around. I don't care if you've got military background, intelligence background. It's just very difficult to comprehend. And even lately, this whole thing about Miami and what went on down there.
Let's talk about that a bit. I heard about that at my meetup last Thursday, and a shopping center in Miami area. People were shopping, mind their own business, when all of a sudden these 9 or 10 foot tall humanoids appeared. Tell us what you know about that.
Well, what they were saying is that, like you said, John, a couple of people have come out and have spoke about what they saw. They said it was kind of like they would be, you know, visible and then fade out, in and out. And that one black guy that spoke about being there, he said he was so terrified. He said people say, well, why didn't more people video this? He said, you see something like that and see whether or not you can pull out a phone and video it. He said, no, you're running for your life. He said, I'm talking about fat chicks, old ladies, everything. They're running for their lives. And of course, the police presence that was brought out was that's a citywide. Every police car there is. Look, I was in law enforcement, John, back in the early 80s. You don't have that type of police presence for kids allegedly getting into an altercation, even if it was a gang fight. You're not going to bring every city police car in the city to the mall to deal with such a situation. And then there has been one young man, his father's running for sheriff. His father didn't know that he calls him up on the phone, but he's recording it at the same time. And he asked his father, he said, Dad, what can you tell me about what's going on in Miami? He said, I'm not allowed to make any comments about what happened here.
Well, the one gentleman, it may have been the same gentleman that you referred to, he's giving a statement on Twitter, I believe it was. And he said that when the police arrived, they asked her to see the cell phones, everybody, and reviewed the cell phones for any photographs or video. That tells me that they were probably going to confiscate the phones that had photographs or video. What do you think, sir?
Oh, they absolutely would have. But you know, John, several months before this, I had reported, and it's probably on my Patreon channel versus my regular news channel, I had actually spoke about the very event that they saw there. The way I was getting the information from the intel community is that they knew that we're coming into a time frame where we're going to start seeing mingling of dimensions. That's the way they put it. And I said, what do you mean by mingling of dimensions? I know this from the Egyptian documents that I reviewed, that there is a collapsing of dimensions that would take place at right about the time of the passing of Planet X. And he said, well, it's pretty much the same thing. He said, collapsing or mingling. In other words, he said, what will happen? He said, and it's already beginning to happen now. He said, we know that there's been reports about it. He said, the dimensions are beginning to fade with one another. And he said, and therefore, you will start to see creatures and entities that live in other worlds that are parallel to the universe that we live in. And they're going to see you and you're going to see them. And he said, and it's just going to fade in and out. That's just what's going to happen. And, you know, I never could really get a straight answer as to what's causing this. If it is this binary system, is it the collapsing of the magnetosphere, or the weakening of it, et cetera? I just don't know the answer to that.
Absolutely. Let's see. It looks like we got a caller here. We got Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning, gentlemen. These are real deep topics. I didn't want to get off topic, but at thelibertydaily.com, there's a headline. Maybe you could look at it, Steve, during one of the breaks. The Shabbat Lubavitch Synagogue erupts into chaos after members refuse to allow secret tunnel to be sealed with a concrete truck. And I can't make...
I am aware of that.
Oh, you're aware of that. I'll hang up and listen to your comments on it. Thank you kindly.
Thank you.
That's as I regard as more of a distraction, but we can address that for when we get back from the break. We'll talk about this. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. "This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're going to have a panel set up, hopefully in a day or so, giving the instructions on how to get to the private Zoom meeting that will take place later this week for the LifeWave products. So look for that on my website. As soon as it's up, I'll let everybody know. In the meantime, products that will help you achieve your goals. Yes, energy cleaners, if you have issues with health, issues with sleep and pain, that will certainly help you. The Arkhaven Ministries, the intentional Christian community. You want to live around people who think and believe the same things you do. Well, that's the way to do it. And of course, Liberated Rocket Heaters. It's wintertime. You're wondering how you're going to make it through the winter with the expense. Depending on how far north you are, we've still got several months of winter left, and a Liberated Rocket Heater can save you a lot of money. A wood-burning stove, listen carefully, that has no smoke, available for immediate shipment at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Steve Bannoun. His website is israelinewslive.org. Steve, you want to wrap up your thought before we go to our next caller?
Yeah, we can just quickly. I know that there's some people that are reporting that they call it a pedophile tunnel that was found there in New York. Now, according to the New York Post, when they were speaking about this, there was a tunnel that was found that some of the neighbors have been reporting. They were hearing strange things under their houses there. And the tunnel actually goes to an old woman's mikveh. Mikveh is like a ritual bath where Orthodox Jewish women go and purify themselves at. So this underground tunnel was linked to a Chabad synagogue in York, and it went around to where that bath was. Now, the bath supposedly is no longer in use any longer, but, you know, there's all kinds of speculations as to, you know, why would they have that tunnel in there in the first place? And a lot of young men were actually still using it. And, of course, when the police were trying to come in, along with the construction workers, to seal these this tunnel up that was there, they got into kind of like a pretty much a riot with the police there trying to stop them from being able to close this all off. That's about as much as I know as of right now. And again, of course, there are others that are claiming that, you know, that this is being used as a pedophile ring there. I can't say that for sure, but it is pretty creepy when you think about it, though, just the fact that the tunnel was there. And even though the mikveh was no longer in use, the fact that they actually had a tunnel from their synagogue to go to a woman's bath area there is a little bit weird in the first place there. It just goes to show those poor women had no privacy and didn't even know it.
Well, there's a lot of speculation and a very shortage of evidence, isn't there?
Exactly, John. The evidence doesn't, you know, so I wouldn't want to sling the mud against them, falsely accusing them of something, you know. Like I said, that in itself is you know, it's not very moral in the first place. But then again, we don't know when the tunnel was constructed. Was it constructed when the mikveh was still in operation by these women? They were still using this tunnel. You can see Orthodox Jewish guys coming up out of that tunnel. So the question really would be is, what is the purpose for this at this point right now?
Okay, maybe more evidence will come out in the days and weeks ahead of us. Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. I don't know if either of you have heard about this, but this was on Jeff Rentz's program on the 2nd of January. And Yoshi Shimatsu was reporting on something he witnessed down in the vicinity of the White Sands Missile Base, New Mexico. Apparently he lives around there, at least part of the time. And this was pretty close to dusk. There was still enough light that he could see this. If they had waited a little bit longer, nobody would have seen it. But he talks about this needle-like craft that was depositing balloons of some sort. He thinks they were some kind of spy balloons or something, and it was real. He said there were about 16 of them, he counted. And they were flying. Have you heard anything about this? It happened on December 8th is when he witnessed it. And he never heard anything more about it. But there is an article up on Jeff Rentz's site dated the 2nd of this month. But he thinks it's some kind of Chinese craft. But have you heard anything at all about this, Steve?
I actually have not heard anything about that at all as of yet.
But he's not the only one that saw it. He talked to, a couple of weeks later, he talked to some rancher friends of his that they saw it too, but they weren't in the area he was at. And they agreed with him what they saw, and they said that it didn't come over the mountains, that it's like it dropped out from outer space, and it's a needle-like looking craft. And when the balloons or whatever they were came out, they expanded. But anyway, the article is on Jeff Renz's site on the 2nd.
I will say this, as far as in that area, to begin with, there was a lady I interviewed from California that's near the Arizona border, and she had actually real video footage of this ball of light-looking type of spacecraft that came down, and it did have the ability to change its shape and then disappeared into the mountain itself. And I did ask about that from people that I know, and they said that that's when you have them that can do that, they said that's ET technology. They said that's interdimensional technology. We don't possess that technology. We do have craft, not just the TRB-3s, but even like what was disclosed to the public. It looks like a Tic Tac, so to speak. That's our aircraft as well. That's just a reverse engineered craft. But yeah, it does have the ability to move at those extraordinary speeds, stop, slow down, move side to side, et cetera. But it is reverse engineering is what that is. But we've never been able to do it to where they can change the shape or go interdimensional.
Well, this was moving very slowly. It wasn't normal propulsion.
Yeah, they will when they're like that, especially when, they don't always have to go super fast, things of that nature there. In fact, the video footage the one lady had where she was showing me what she saw was also going slow, but then it just suddenly began to change its shape before disappearing into the mountain.
And he was estimating this was somewhere between 8,000 and 4,000 feet up. So anyway, that's all I had. Thanks, guys. Very interesting show.
Thank you, Sherry. Steve, going back to Nimrod, is it believed that he's an Elohim?
Well, I don't know if they would consider him to be an Elohim or, in this case here. Nephilim, yes. And of course, that being the fact, that would be your Nephilim. There's a difference between Nephilim and Nephilim. Nephilim are the actual angels themselves, which would technically be an Elohim at that point. So at this case here, then he would be a son of an Elohim.
Okay, so he's part Elohim and part what?
Part human. So that would make him half and half. And one thing, John, that we need to clarify too in that regard there, a lot of people when they think Elohim, they assume that to be just one God. They don't realize that the word Elohim is plural for gods in Hebrew, and it can represent it is used from time to time for the Heavenly Father, but it also can be used as a to speak about other gods, false gods, etc.
Pretty amazing and pretty scary at the same time. Apparently Nimrod was one bad dude, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, and very much a very bad guy, and what he was planning on doing. In fact, what he was doing, John, when you look at the tower that he was building, I always maintained and did not know until more recently that there have been others that have maintained the same thought, is that when he talked about making this tower that would reach into heaven, We hear the story of the bricks and the mortar and things like that, so we assume that it is just some building. But my thought was he was making very similar to that of a Hadron Collider. He was making a device that could go to the next dimension. And we do have, from what I've heard from those that do know about those different types of technologies, we've had about 6 or 7 advanced civilizations, more advanced than ours, on the earth over the last 9,000 years. I know for Christians, that's a little bit hard to hear the word 9,000 versus 6,000.
Right.
It's not my point to debate that issue. I'm not saying that I agree with that. But nonetheless, we do hide that technology that's there. And yes, that is believed to be the type of technology that sunk Atlantis.
Well, these are areas that are fascinating, to say the least, but the people behind reanimating Nimrod, they have a goal. obviously. If you know the goal in general terms, could you tell us what that goal is?
What the goal is, John, is to be able to outwit those entities that are coming. And, you know, in fact, it was kind of interesting in regards to that. You're bringing something out of me that I'm actually looking into even now. Is recently I was looking at that, the biblical passage, I think it's Luke that brings out a little bit deeper when he's talking about the sun and the moon and the stars and all that getting out of Cater. But he said, fearful sights will come upon the earth for those things that are coming upon the earth, and that will cause man's hearts to fail for fear. So I'm not a Greek scholar. Hebrew is my background, but I decided to look a little deeper into that Greek terminology. And those things coming upon the earth is like, basically they use one word in Greek to make that whole statement. And it's literally talking about some type of entity that is like a warrior entity that comes up upon the earth. Now that would make more sense in light of why they would like to revive Nimrod. Nimrod, one of the thoughts in behind that is someone that has the ability to open up the Sphinx. There is believed to be a secret library within the Sphinx in Egypt, and which could explain why Gaza is going on the way it is. And eventually, I think Egypt may get embroiled in this somehow or another, or Israel will justify a reason for that. But they know from ancient documents that Nimrod is the only one that knows how to access that library. There's some kind of secret way, chamber, whatever, to get to that library that is there. And he's the only one that knows how to read the documents in that library. They know this for a fact from ancient documents that he has some kind of knowledge about this library. Well, allegedly, I've been told that what's in that library is how to defeat these entities that are coming. And this is the reason why they want to revive Nimrod. It's not just for some passing pleasure ride. And supposedly there's documentation that Nimrod will rise again. And I think they're even maybe be using that from the biblical aspect. That's why some people say that Nimrod would be the Antichrist. So there is a real purpose for the reviving of Nimrod. And it has everything to do with the fear that man has of the entities that we're about to be facing in the not so distant future, which I think also some of the ancient Hebrew text refers to these armies coming on the earth as well, that definitely are not human when you begin to look at that. And they're wanting a way to be able to combat it, and they feel like that's their only hope.
Well, what would the motivation be for Nimrod to help us plain old human beings here, if you know?
Well, actually, I know that answer, too, because that actually came up in our discussions. What I asked about is, what does Nimrod get in return if they do revive him? What would be his reward for being willing to even do any of these acts for humanity if that were to be the case? And they said they already know that the trade-off is going to be power. He's going to want to rule the world like he did when he was here before. But they're that afraid of these. Let's just call it, John, the way we would do it biblically. These demonic entities that are coming, they're afraid of these demonic entities. It's basically Satan being loosed from the bottomless pit. And they figure Nimrod is the only one that has the ability to be able to thwart that attack based on documentation that they've unearthed over the years.
Well, Yahweh was a Elohim, and he was a pretty regular guy. He had a wife. He liked barbecue, and he liked teenage girls. A pretty regular guy, it sounds like.
Well, the interesting thing in that aspect there, if people were to just take and look, there's been, you go back and let me just say this, because that's a hard thing for people to even fathom, John. But if you go back and look at what Jesus says, He goes like this. He said, "You scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." He didn't just throw the Pharisees under the bus. He threw the scribes in there as well. The scribes are the ones that document the Bible. They're the ones that transpose Torah scroll to the next, right?
Right.
So if he said that, and then he actually challenges, just to give you an example, he said, "You've heard it said of them," not him, "them of old time, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth." We'll pick it up after the break.
After the break, we're right back. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Steve, ready for another caller?
Yes, let's go with it.
Okay, we're at Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Yeah, good morning. Steve, I've got a question for you. So Nimrod was a wicked, evil man. And these demons obviously have sold out to the wicked and evil as well. It seems to me like trying to revive Nimrod would be like, you know, it's two South Poles, you know, they're going to come to, I'm sorry, a North and a South Pole, they're going to come together. And the interesting thing to me is that the Word of God says that in the last days, God will send a strong delusion so that those who would not receive and would, that's a choice, would not receive the love of the truth would be condemned. To me, it seems like this is all one. It's like people have to understand that trying to revive Nimrod to fight these quote-unquote demons, and they're all one, in my opinion. They're all one, and there is only one other side. And I think that could very well be the strong delusion, if that is what happens. Your comments?
Well, when we look at the strong delusion, I think we're let me back up and first let's address the issue about Nimrod and these evil entities, because like you said, yes, he is very evil, but there's also this pull for power even amongst these evil entities, and that's what I find fascinating. Like, let's say, for example, you have human beings on the earth that are wanting to revive the body of Nimrod. Well, in that regard, they're human beings, so they're not necessarily, they can be, of course, evilly inclined, depending on what spirit they allow to get a hold of them. But at the end of the day, you've got these elitists that want to maintain power and control of the world, and so they're willing to revive the most evil entity that was on the earth before, which again, a Nephilim is half human, half fallen angel, and but they want to get that power and control, and they don't want somebody else coming along and taking it from them. There's all kinds of documentation out there that shows there's that struggle. And which kind of goes back to the statement Jesus said, if Satan be against Satan, his kingdom is divided and it cannot stand. Well, the thing is, when you look at that, the fact of the matter is Satan's kingdom is not going to stand. Eventually, it is going to crumble. So in that case there's going to become a division within that kingdom in order for his kingdom to fall. And even going to the point that you made a little bit while ago, you know, God shall send them strong delusions that they all should believe a lie. And the reason why they get that strong delusion is because they love not the truth in the first place. So he basically, right, he hands them over. In other words, you don't want to believe, okay, then he basically lets you go on your own with that delusion. And I think that delusion is going to be far more religious than what we realize. It's going to look
like. Hold on, John, if I could.
Yeah, Kyle, hold on to the break. We're right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.